What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm very happy that you all have joined us tonight. We today are going to have an amazing show. It is with Brenda Cobb of the Living Foods Institute and talking about health and healing and how that applies to peace on the planet. And as always, of course, if you stay tuned to the end of the show, which I hope, of course, you will, there is a transformative meditation at the end, so I invite you to stay for that. So let's, as we always do, open the show with a quote. And today I've actually picked a quote that I learned at the Living Foods Institute, and it's one of my very favorite in the world. It's from Marianne Williamson, and it's called Our Deepest Fear. And it goes like this. You may have actually heard it, but it's very powerful. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. I absolutely love this quote. In fact, it gets me a little verklempt. it is really pointing out that we are much more than a physical body. We are this spiritual being. We have this amazing light that is from the Creator, and we are to shine it out into the world. We are to make a mark on the world, you know, even if that's with your family or with your community, with your church, with your school, with the people you work with. It's really about who are you and how can you contribute to the peace on Earth, which, of course, is what the Peace Brain Show is all about. So I invite you to consider as we go through the show and talk with Brenda Cobb and talk about health and healing and how that relates to creating a better world, that you think of how can you shine your light. And, of course, you are so much more than your physical body. But having said that, we each need a physical body to be here on the planet and to do our work of peace. So it is important that we take care of our body, that we heal it, that we honor it, that we give it good nourishment, that we give it enough rest and exercise and peace of mind and do what we can to eliminate the stress that is around us and certainly within each each of us. So it's about creating a better world and honoring the physical vehicle that we are in to do that job. So with that, I love this quote. I encourage you to go find it, Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. And, of course, to shine your light, because when you do it, you become a model for others around you. When you walk in that beautiful light that is yours, your talent, your grace, your peace, you automatically change the room that you're in. You change the community that you are around. And you give people permission to say, wow, I guess I can shine my light too. So with that, I want to introduce our guest, and I'm so delighted to have her on today. Brenda Cobb has been an inspiration for me personally, actually, for 15 years, because I took her class at the Living Foods Institute back in 2001, a long time ago. But it's really a spiritual journey, not just a healing journey. Like that quote says, it's about this whole package that we are. So she has this amazing institute, and let me tell you a little bit about her story, and then, of course, we'll get into this in detail and the marvelous work that she and the institute is doing. Brenda founded the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta, Georgia, in September 1999, and it was just 7 months after she herself was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer. She refused to do the surgery and chemotherapy that her doctor had recommended because she had seen her friends and family actually diagnosed with the same type of cancers try these traditional treatments and fail. So Brenda set out on a journey to explore natural ways of healing and discover the raw and living foods and detoxification of the body. And with her healing journey, she discovered that after embarking on this natural lifestyle, that within just 6 months, she was disease-free. It really shocked her doctors. And in fact, her medical doctor wrote the foreword to her first book, praising her healing protocol that she had developed, that she now, of course, shares with the world and helps others to find and to use into their life. So that's what the Living Foods Institute was primarily created for, was to share this gift of healing to the world. And it was her biggest challenge, really turned into this wonderful gift for humanity. Since opening the Living Foods Institute, she's expanded her healthy lifestyle course to help people heal on every level. So it's not just about healing physically, it's also her staff has trained thousands of people from all over the world with every type of disease or even emotional challenges. So everything from cancer, diabetes, heart disease, candida, arthritis, allergies, asthma, AIDS, lupus, the list just is amazing. It goes on and on. And there's not only the therapies include the actual living foods lifestyle, which you learn personally when you go to this class. It's also about emotional healing. It's about detoxification. It's about the whole package, which is what I really love about this institute. Brenda has spoken to thousands of people around the world about the benefits of good nutrition and detoxification. She's written 10 books, which is amazing, and she's appeared live on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, and many more. And I just really am delighted to have Brenda here today. You can find out more about her at livingfoodsinstitute.com is the website, or you can write Brenda at brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com. So welcome, Brenda, to the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you, Dr. Gail. I'm so glad to be here with you. It's a real honor for me.
Oh, well, I would love to share your story with our listeners and then talk about how this really contributes to creating a better world, creating a more peaceful world for everyone. So could you start by sharing a little bit about your journey?
Well, you talked a little bit about it when you mentioned that in 1999, I was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer and did not want to do the mainstream allopathic medical suggestions by my doctor. So I did not do the surgery or chemo. I did not do radiation. And I had a good reason, as you mentioned, because my own friends and family members that had various types of cancers, including the types that I had tried surgery and chemo and radiation, and it had not worked out well for them. And I really came to realize that there must be a better way to be able to support our bodies, to do what I really feel that our bodies were created to do, which is the body can heal itself. And so I set out on a journey to explore that. And I found out about Ann Wigmore and some of the work that she had done in using organic, raw, and living foods. And, of course, we know raw foods are going to be our fresh fruits and our vegetables, our nuts, our seeds that have not been cooked. And the term living foods, which she kind of coined, was to explain what a sprouted food was, because in my research, I came to realize that if you eat a sprout, like a mung bean sprout or a lentil sprout, buckwheat sprout, sunflower sprout, alfalfa sprout, broccoli sprout, that these sprouts have an amazing amount of nutritional density. They have living enzymes, even more enzymes than raw food has in them. And they have a light about them, and you mentioned light earlier in your introduction, and that when we put these foods in our bodies, it actually raises our vibration because these foods have such a high vibration. And so I read about other people's journeys and how they had embraced eating raw and living foods, and I really felt that it would heal me. It resonated with me. I really was divinely guided to do this. Not everyone agreed with me. A lot of people thought I was crazy. Of course, some of those people now, Dr. Gale, that thought I was crazy back then, they don't think I'm as crazy today because more right. people, you know, more people have tried it and have healed too, and more people have heard about raw and living foods. You know, back in 1999 when I mentioned eating raw and living foods, I would get questions like, "You eat raw meat?" And I was like, "Well, no, I'm not eating meat. This is going to be a vegan lifestyle." And, you know, I get questions like, "Well, what does vegan mean?" But, you know, now today you talk about being vegan, people understand what it is,
yes.
you know, or being a vegetarian. And so that journey began with me thinking about the food, but I really began to learn more and more on my journey of how the food was just one part. You mentioned that earlier, too. It's also about changing our way of thinking, our mental attitude toward being able to heal, our mental attitude about anything in life manifests exactly what we're thinking about. So if we're really positive and we're thinking of wonderful, good things, then we manifest that. It also has a lot to do with our emotional well-being. And through my life, like all human beings, various things happen. And like other human beings, I reacted to those things. And, you know, Dr. Gale, you helped me along my own journey with many emotional things that came up with me in my own healing process. You know, I learned things about my relationship with my mother and my relationship with my father and things that had happened in our relationships with each other and how they had affected me through my life. And I realized the importance of forgiving and releasing those things. I remember one time you said to me, "Brenda, you know, you're 50-something years old. You don't have to keep trying to please your mother anymore. This isn't about you trying to please her because you're not going to be able to really do that. You can let go of that." And that was such a freeing thing for me, and I began working on healing all of the emotions around my relationships with my parents, with my brother, with my my ex-husband, you know, with friends and with other family members. And so emotional healing has been a really big part of it. And then, of course, I learned about cleansing and detoxing the body, and that we have to get out the chemicals and the additives, the preservatives, the drugs that can be a prescription or just an over-the-counter medication, or the toxins that we breathe in the air, or the water that we have taken in that's had toxins, or the chemicals that we use in our home. There's so many of those that we are exposed to. The fertilizers that food has been grown with, the chemicals that have been sprayed on it to get rid of the pest. And so the cleansing and detoxing became a part of my journey. And as I did all of these things, my light began to shine more. My vibrational frequency became higher. And I was in a business before I opened Living Foods Institute that was very stressful. I had a film and a television recording studio, a production company. It was a very high-stress type of job. And I always felt like I was running from pillar to post and trying to hold up the entire world and always wanting to be successful, make money, achieve more, and on and on and on. And when I developed an illness myself, that was my wake-up call. And then when I decided within my own self that I was not going to go a traditional route, that I was going to support my body to heal itself, and I chose this path of eating these raw and living foods and cleansing and detoxing and working on my mental and emotional well-being, I became more peaceful within myself. I also found that I became more compassionate and more loving toward other people. It really transformed me from the inside out. And so when I think about that, I really think about how your whole mission of helping to bring peace to the world, you know, when we're eating closer to the ground, I call it. You know, we're eating the fresh fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the seeds as natural as possible. That not only brings us to more of an inner peace, but I think just those practices emit that frequency of peace. You know, when we're eating organic food, I think that's another way. You know, a lot of the pesticides and things that are used on food today actually came as a result of chemicals that were developed during warfare times. And,
yes,
you know, if we're making war, you know, we're not living in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we started taking those things in because, you know, certain agricultural practices begin to spray to get rid of insects and pests, and you know, there were certain companies that began to, and even today now especially, they even will put into the seed these pesticides that they're already programmed in the seed to be able to kill off and keep the insects away. So when we take those things in, you know, if they indeed were created in wartime, you know, to be a part of warfare, and now those things are on our food and we're taking those in our body, that can lower our vibrational frequency, and that can actually bring on more stress and strain and even unhappiness. I think it can contribute to even things like depression. And so when we're eating that better quality of food, I think that can bring peace within us. And, you know, as we become more peaceful within ourselves, then that vibrational frequency that we give off becomes more peaceful. And the more light that we become, we give that off, and it radiates, you know, all out and around us. And then people that are around us feel more peaceful. And as we do that one person at a time, it's kind of like the motto that I adopted when I opened the center, which was healing the world one person at a time. We can take that same idea and say bringing peace to the world happens one person at the time. And so if we're just doing one thing, like eating better, taking care of our bodies in a better way, and then we're thinking in a more peaceful, harmonious, compassionate, and loving way, and that puts peace out, and then somebody else picks up on it and says, gosh, that was a nice way that person treated me. I want to pass it on. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're not wanting to make war with each other. We're not wanting to fight. We're not wanting to have conflict, because peace just feels so much better.
Yes, it does. And you've mentioned so many things. Thanks for your kind words and this amazing sense of we are really in control of our own destiny. there is, we are a part of a collective. We are part of this global society, this and this our community that we're around. And so there's more things than that we put out there. We may think that will come to us because other people are involved in the co-creation is my point here. And at the same time, it's about what do I want to create in the world? What is the law of attraction is what you were referring to. Do I want to put out there to the world to then bring back to me? And so it's about being in that not only peaceful state, but really excited to be alive state. And as you pointed out, the food itself has that vibration of aliveness because it is. It is alive. It's not dead food. And you're putting that light into your body that I know when I took the class, it was, I didn't come for a healing journey, except that I had kind of torn a ligament and a knee, and I did, was healing that. But I came for the spiritual journey of the class because it was so, it is a spiritual vibration to eat that kind of food, to eat the living food, and to move forward in a new paradigm, a new way of looking at the world and saying, wow, I am that light, and I'm putting that light, that chi, that energy of the food into my body, and I'm being able to walk in a higher vibration, to walk in my fullness, as the quote talks about, my full light, and release the baggage of what I may be carrying around from other people, what people have told me all my life that are their opinions, that are their path maybe that they may have chosen for me that I didn't choose and was living with that burden of, oh, I disappointed them, for example. So it's when we carry those types of energies around with us, it's really important to realize that's not you. That's not who we each are. We each have our divine connection to Creator and living and walking in the peaceful vibration of the foods and the lifestyle and all of the high vibration energies is really what's most important on the planet.
It's so true. And you know, even when you think about food, Dr. Gail, and the socialization around food, you know, one of the things that...
Yes.
Right. I mean, everything.
I'm laughing
because
Thanksgiving is coming up, you know?
Yeah, right. So there's this whole social life around food. And, you know, when we prepare food, it's so important, not just that we have good food to prepare, but our own state of mind. You know, if we are peaceful and loving when we're preparing the food, and we're thinking of peaceful and loving thoughts, then that energy goes right into the food. If, on the other hand, we're stressed out, we're unhappy, we're fighting with our mate or our family members or whomever that, you know, is closest in our life, and we're thinking about those negative things while we're preparing the food, or if we're resenting having to do it, those same vibrations go in the food, and it can actually alter even the taste of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And how the food will make a person feel. You know, maybe taking the food in and it digesting very beautifully because there's peace and harmony and love that's in that food. Or maybe we take in food sometimes and it doesn't digest it well at all. So maybe we have things like gas and bloating. Maybe we have heartburn or indigestion or any of these other symptoms we can have. That maybe it's not just about the actual food itself, but how was it prepared? By whom was it prepared? What kind of energy went in there? Because I think that preparing food and eating together is such a powerful expression of love for each other and for nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of food we're eating and that gathering with our friends and family can always, and eating together can help us live a healthier and a more peaceful life. And, you know, it's not about judging what the other person is eating. You know, I might choose to eat one type of food and you may choose another. And we may have a whole group of a round table of friends, and some people may be vegetarian, and some may be vegan, and some other people may be eating dairy products or animal or whatever. So it's not about judging any of that. It's about living in harmony. And when I think of peace, I think of harmony. Living in harmony and being accepting of everyone, understanding that we're all on our own individual journey. So we can make our own decisions and choose what we put in our body or not. And nobody else has to judge us or correct us or criticize us for that. You know, I think we do enough of our own judging and criticizing of ourselves that we don't need to be, you know, doing it to other people or taking that on from other people. And I think even when we're able to interact with the farmers, when we're able to purchase locally grown food, when we're able to get food that's in season and we're eating with the seasons, that all of that can bring about not only better health, but more peace within us too. So I think I'd love for us to look at what do we eat? Well, then how do we prepare it? And then who are we eating that food with? Because all of those things impact us and our health and our well-being and our peacefulness.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up local produce, because I know that farmers markets are really sprouting up in urban areas now, which is really a beautiful phenomenon that you can really buy from the local farmer very easily now, at least in the big cities. I know in Atlanta there's many, many farmers markets to choose from, and I love it because then it is in season. You don't get your oranges in December. You know, you get your apples even are only this time of year, for example, in October. And it's amazing that when you eat with the seasons, you know, our bodies are from the earth, our bodies are physical, and they go through seasonal changes as well. And so the eating with the seasons actually complements the physical cells of our body and puts in those nutrients that we need at that time of year. And if we try to eat off season too many times, I don't know, I think for me it's not always worked best. You know, we can get food because of our global society. We can get it from Chile or Argentina or some place that has the other season, and you can buy fruits that maybe are not in season here in the northern hemisphere. But it feels like it's almost out of balance. So I agree with you that eating what used to be considered microbiotically, you know, with the seasons, is a really wonderful, beautiful way to nourish the body.
Well, you know, just in thinking about, I love to eat cucumbers, but you know what? My body doesn't want cucumber in the winter.
Cucumber
cools us off. Now, you know, we've had an especially hot summer, and we're having an especially hot October now. You know, it's still very warm, so I find myself every day still wanting cucumber. When a lot of times in October, I've given up cucumber until the spring or the hotter summer comes along. Watermelon is the same way. You know, watermelon is so cooling. Mm-hmm. And so refreshing, so I want it more in the summertime. But in the wintertime, if I were to eat those foods, it actually would make me feel cold and out of balance on the inside.
Exactly.
And so, you know, the more that you get in touch with that and you realize it, you begin listening to your own self. Because here's the other thing, you know, if peace comes from within us, then what we put into our body has a great bearing on how we're able to achieve peace.
Yes, it does.
And if we're putting the wrong seasons of food or anything, and we're out of balance, we're cold, say it's the winter, and we're cold all the time, that would be the time that we would want to be thinking about eating foods that would be warming to us. You know?
So let's talk about that for a minute, because I always get the question from people, if I'm eating raw and living foods, how do I stay warm in winter? So I want to pose that question back to you. What do you share with your students, your participants in your classes of eating seasonally that might be give our listeners a taste of what they can look forward to if they were to take that lifestyle.
Well, you know, when we are thinking about wanting to stay warm, but we're eating those cooler foods like the cucumbers, that is doing the opposite, you know. So that would be one of the things that we would not want to do. And, you know, there's some great research that we now can do with the Internet to even research all the various foods that are warming and cooling. And so that would be one of the things I would encourage people to do. But just as an example, in the wintertime, we might be thinking of eating more things like hot peppers or ginger that can be very warming. Garlic can be very warming. So there are spices that can mm-hmm. warm up our food that we can apply to them. Other foods like maybe we are going to, and think about this too now, when people are eating raw and living foods, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're eating all raw and living foods. And I know for myself, I eat raw and living foods, but I eat some cooked foods, and especially in the winter time, you know, to add a nice cooked, warm, or even hot soup with my raw salad mm-hmm. can be a really great balance. So that's one thing that sometimes people get a little bit frightened, or they're thinking, oh, I can't eat all raw. Well, that's okay. Just start by introducing a little bit of food that would be raw with your already cooked food. But things like your yams, as an example, mm-hmm. We just mentioned like ginger, but, you know, think about peppers, and cinnamon is another thing. Mustard seeds, you know, those types of things. You could have things like onions and chives. Asparagus are warming. Beans are warming. On the fruit side, things like pomegranate and apricot is warming. Not necessarily that all of these foods will be in season in the winter time if you were trying to warm yourself in the winter, but just to warm at any time. Rice can be very warming. Pumpkin, chestnuts, dates. You know, dates have that wonderful date sugar, and, you know, I can eat a date and immediately feel that warm, almost like a little flush.
Yes, yes.
You know, walnuts and pine nuts, or any kind of nuts and seeds can be very warming. If a person is eating beyond the fruits and vegetables, you know, if they're eating, you know, meats and so forth, those things obviously are more warming. Eggs can be more warming. But there are a lot of raw and living foods, like we do a sprouted curried lentil salad. And
oh,
I know
that.
You've tasted that, right? Okay, so those sprouted lentils are warming. That curry that's in there is warming. The garlic that is in there is warming. But then we've balanced it with the cabbage.
Yes.
And the cabbage is more cooling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So those can be some things that would really warm you up. Or maybe you look at your plate of food and you decide, what percentage do I want to eat raw and living? So let's say that you said to me, Brenda, I want to eat 50% raw living food, and I want to eat 50% cooked food. So when you plate your food, you could think about on one side having your nice big salad and a lot of sprouts on that, which would give you your living foods. And then on the other side, or the other half of your plate, you might decide that you're going to put your cooked, maybe you'll have some beans, maybe you'll have some rice there. But if you didn't want to cook those foods, how about taking your garbanzo beans, sprouting them, and then creating this wonderful sprouted hummus? I know you've tried that raw hummus that we prepare as well.
Oh, yes. And
the
I
only
serve
thing
it at
about
parties
that is
at my house.
Do you? I was going to say, the only thing about that, Dr. Gale, is it's so good that sometimes I tend to overeat on that. And, you know, that even comes to that whole idea of making peace with our food, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, because a lot of times, what's that old saying, am I living to eat or am I eating to live? And I think a lot of us live to eat. You know, there's so many foods, they taste really good. And we may not be hungry, but we eat anyway because that food tastes good. Or we had some of it earlier and it was so good we just can't get it out of our mind. We got to go back and, you know, eat it again, right?
I was talking to a friend this morning, actually, about Thanksgiving coming up, and we were talking about pumpkins because this is the time of year for pumpkins. And I said, have you ever tried raw pumpkin pie? And he said, no, I haven't. I said, it's really easy. It's very wonderful, simply making the crust out of the dates and almonds and then making the pumpkin filling with pumpkin meat that's been put in the blender or the food processor and with the spices you're talking about, and really just making a beautiful filling that simply put it out on the counter and it's ready to eat, and it just tastes so wonderful. I remember when I finished your course, I did my entire Thanksgiving in raw food, and we can do this. You know, there's pâtés and there's ways to make the dressing, the walnut dressings and the green beans that are raw, and the raw potatoes and you know, the whole recipe.
Oh,
so it's not just salads.
Delicious. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can make a whole recipe. You know, if you can't get pumpkin, Dr. Gale, you can make it with sweet potatoes.
Exactly.
And usually we can, and yams, you know, which are so healthy for us. And we can, sometimes we can get those even when pumpkin is not available. You know, there's dishes like making taking cauliflower, and you can actually blend it with various spices and some garlic and so forth, and you can make something that is like eating mashed potatoes.
Yes, it's
amazing. Absolutely, and doesn't it taste delicious? And you know, we can make a gravy. I know we've done this many times where we'd make those cauliflower mashed potatoes, and then we make a gravy. But instead of using flour and oil, we use nuts and seeds. There's a mushroom gravy that I always love to make, and then spoon that over those cauliflower mashed potatoes. And people eat them, they go, that tastes just like mashed potatoes and gravy. And I'm like, well, that really is true. You can pretty much take any recipe that would be a regular cooked recipe. How about that wonderful lasagna, that raw lasagna that we're able to create? It's amazing. And now you can have your Italian food. And that would be a very warming food, you know, because you'd have your layers of your zucchini noodles, but then you would have your layers of your cheese that you've made with your nuts and seeds, and then you would have that your red sauce that you've made with your peppers, your tomatoes, your dates are in there, very warming. And then you can, if you have a dehydrator, you can put it in the dehydrator at 100, 105 degrees. You can actually warm it up without cooking it, and now you have a warm dish. And that's another way in the winter time that you're wanting to warm your foods, but you don't want to kill the enzymes or destroy the nutritional value in the food, is that you can put dishes in the dehydrator and you can warm them up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's what I loved about your class, and you still, of course, teach this, that we learned all different kinds of recipes, not just salads. People think raw and living foods, you're eating like a rabbit all the time. No, it's much more than that. So could you tell us a little bit about your classes? I know today is Tuesday, October 25th, and so you just started your class yesterday, but of this 10-day class, but you have them every month. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
Well, we have different options for people. So we do have a 10-day class. We also have now a 15-day class. We even have a 30-day program where people come for 15 days two different times. So they're really expanding what they've learned. Sometimes people come for 5 days, or even people just come drop in for 1 day. But during those classes, what we do is we get in the kitchen. Everybody gets at the prep stations. The kitchen instructors teach various recipes, and then each of the participants in the class actually gets to prepare those recipes themselves. The point of that being that when they go back home, they're fully empowered to be able to prepare all kinds of different foods. And because there's so many recipes that are available in the training manual and various recipe books, that we teach all of the basic ways to prepare various types of dishes, and then you can expand on that once you go home to continue to prepare even more. So our hands-on recipe preparation is always a big hit. And then while people are in that class, we have classes where we're teaching about how do you use herbs for healing the body, not just for seasoning food or spices just for seasoning, but how do these things help to heal, like we learn about turmeric as one of the things that can mm-hmm. reduce inflammation. Then we're teaching about essential oils and how do we use essential oils to raise the vibrational frequency of the body and to kill worms and parasites and bacteria and viruses and to really heal, even helping in reducing things like tumors and masses in the body. And then we have these wonderful sessions on emotional healing and mental thinking and mental well-being, so that we're practicing various types of techniques, whether it be tapping, the freedom technique, or whether it would be some works from Louise Hay's books like You Can Heal Your Life, or Carol Truman, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die, or Colin Tippin and Radical Forgiveness. We're really working with every person to help them to realize if there are emotional things that are holding them back or even making them sick. What are they? Where do they come from? And how do we release and heal those things? How do we forgive others? How do we forgive ourselves? And then we have a nice therapy spa. And we do a lot of cleansing and detoxing. So we offer things like colonics and massage and foot bath detox. We offer the infrared sauna and the box flowers to balance the emotional self. And we have the Metatron mat that can decrystallize negative patterns and habits in the body. And we have emotional energy healing sessions. We even offer thermography if people want to kind of have a look at their body and how their body is doing. Say, rather than using a mammogram, you can use the very safe thermography. So all of that is incorporated into the program so that we're really working with the body, the mind, the spirit. We're cleansing the old garbage out. We're putting the new life-giving foods in. We're reprogramming the way we're thinking. It's almost like, you know, sometimes your computer gets a virus and it starts running slow and it just doesn't produce the way it needs to. That can happen to our bodies too. So sometimes we have to do the same thing we would do with the computer. We have to wipe that body's hard drive clean and we have to reinstall some new good programming. Yes. You mentioned that earlier, you know, old ways of thinking, you know, something that we learned in school, something that we heard our parents say, something that our friends believed in, and then we took that on. But you know what? It's like you taught me years ago, look, you're grown up now. You don't have to continue to let that hold you back. You can develop new ways of thinking. You know, you are your own person, and we do not have to be victims. If we are a victim, that's because we've allowed that. We've chosen to play that role, but we don't have to. We don't have to be a victim. We can become very empowered, and we can learn new things. It's like, can you teach an old dog new tricks? You know what? I don't think it's ever too late. You know, yes. The oldest person we've had come to our center, Dr. Gail, was 96.
Oh, my goodness.
It's never too late, right?
And you've also had people, like very young people, come through, like 13 or so, I know, with their parents, maybe even younger, but that really have started out. I mean, think about this journey, a young person coming in and learning how to take care of their body in this beautiful peace on earth way, putting the light in their body. What a beautiful gift to be able to start their life with.
If we could offer that to every child and every parent, what a different world that we would live in. So all ages come. And, you know, just like you, when you came, you didn't have a health issue. That's not why you were coming. Many people come that don't have physical health issues. They're coming to want to learn how to prevent getting sick, or they're coming for that spiritual and emotional support and well-being, or they're coming because they want to expand their ways of eating, and they hear about how there's all these great new ways of eating, and how do I actually do that? So we welcome everyone, well people and people that are unwell, because we can all come together and we can help each other. You know, yes, we're there teaching. The instructors are teaching. The staff and the directors are teaching. But, you know, we all learn as much from each other and the other students. You know, so we're learning along with other people. Somebody else may come for a reason that you're not there for, but as you listen to their story and you watch them transform, something in you heals and transforms. And I think that's a beautiful part of the program, too.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So we're getting toward the end of our program, and I'd like to say, is there anything, Brenda, that you would like to, sort of words of wisdom to end with for our listeners?
I would say you have the right to make your own decisions about what you put into your body, and you have a choice. And when you make a decision, there's always a consequence with that decision. So if you can stop and think about what you're eating, not just aimlessly eat anything, but think about putting in more high vibrational foods, raw foods, living foods in your body, that those foods will then help you become more peaceful within yourself. And as you become more peaceful, you'll help bring peace to all of those around you. And as you bring peace to those that are around you, ultimately, we can then bring peace to our world. And that is what we all strive for. Let's have more love for each other. Let's have more compassion for each other, more understanding, more acceptance. That knowing all of us are brothers and sisters in spirit, you know, we all really are wanting the same thing. And that's what I would like to leave everyone with. So you make the decision to be loving, kind, and peaceful, and that will spread out to others. You'll influence, you won't only get good for yourself, but you'll influence other people, and they will get good things for themselves too.
Exactly. So well put. It's back to the quote, our deepest fear. You know, we were born to manifest the glory of God that was within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. It's just been a delight to have you, Brenda, on the Peace Brain Show. And I
want
to tell everyone where to get your information again. LivingFoodsInstitute.com is the website, or you can call 1-800-844-9876. That's 1-800-844-9876, or write Brenda at Brenda@LivingFoodsInstitute.com. Thank you, Brenda, for being on the Peace Brain Show.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gail, for having me. It's totally been my pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Well, everyone take a breath, because what Brenda said at the very end was so perfect to lead into our Peace Brain meditation. So I want to invite everyone to just sit back, take a breath, be present in your body, and give yourself a grounding cord. We've said this on the other Peace Brain shows, but let me walk you through it for a moment. We are electrical beings. We are magnetic beings, and we need that third prong on the electrical outlet, you know, the grounding wire. We need one on our body as well. So I invite you at the base of your spine to allow a tree trunk or a beam of light to come out of the base of your spine and go all the way down through Mother Earth and into her crystal iron core and anchor into the core of Mother Earth. This grounding cord is a way to take all that energy that isn't yours, to take the stress of the day, to take anything that is worrying you about past, present, or future, and just allow it to flow down that energetic grounding cord into Mother Earth. You can give her that energy, because she then takes it and recycles it into beautiful new fresh energy to be used for creation of something else. So take a breath and allow the day just to flow down your grounding cord into Mother Earth. Be here in present time at this very moment. And I invite you to think about your life, your beautiful, amazing, special life. You are alive on the planet. Congratulations. You are here for a purpose. And you are a beautiful soul. You're a beautiful light. So I invite you to see yourself as a light, as your spiritual self, in a physical body. And your physical body at this moment may or may not be exactly what you want. So have some amusement about that. And know that life is a journey and that things can change and shift in a moment, in an hour, in a day, in a week, and however long we choose it to be. And so I invite you to honor your body, to love it, number one, the way it is at this very moment, because it is your body. It is your spiritual vehicle. And so send love to your body, to every cell. Just feel that appreciation and that gratitude that you have a body, that you can walk on this earth and perhaps hear and see and feel things on this earth, that you can read, that you can eat, that you can enjoy this community that we've created on the planet. And then think about what you would like to move forward to do. What would you like to nourish and give back to your body? What kind of lifestyle would you like to start today? Adding something of beauty and peacefulness and nourishment back into your body. And that could be one thing. It could be a thought of peacefulness. It could be a thought of gratitude. It could be an apple a day, as we say, as the teacher would like us to do. It could be whatever you choose. How are you choosing to nourish that beautiful physical body that you own, that is a part of who you are, that you're sending love to? And so congratulate yourself, because you've come up with a new way of being just by adding that one thing, that food, or that quality, or that thought of gratitude or love, or, gee, I want to take 5 minutes a day and sit in silence and let my body rest and be in that beautiful still space that is all expansive. Whatever you've chosen, honor it. And know that as you begin to choose each thing that you add to your body and honor it, that it will honor you back. It will show you its appreciation. It will become stronger and lighter and more gifted and happier and really feel beautiful, if it doesn't already. So say hello to your body and know that it is your friend, and strive to have meals with your friend, to sit down at dinner with your friend, your body, and eat the most beautiful, scrumptious meal. Really give it nourishment. And then give it nourishment through your heart, your light, your song, your breath. Really appreciate the talents that you have, whatever they are. Whatever your body allows you to do, and that includes your mind. You may be wonderful at numbers and be a mathematician. You may be a scientist. You may be great at organizing things. Honor what you are great at. Honor who you are. and let go of all those things that people may say you are, that you know you are not. Take a breath. I invite you, if you think of any doubts, any words that people have given you that does not resonate with who you know you are, to allow those to flow down your grounding cord into Mother Earth and simply leave your body and leave your thoughts and be recycled, that you can be your true self, your true beauty, and walk on this earth in peace. So take a breath and bring yourself back to the room or the chair where you're sitting, and be happy and glad that you have a body and you are able to be here on this planet to live this amazing life. And each moment you can choose, how do I want to feel? How do I choose to go forward and create that in your life? So thank you very much for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show today. I really appreciate it. And remember, if you'd like to connect with me, Dr. Gail Lash, to go to our website, tourismforpeace.com, or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And I'm happy to learn more about you and to see if we can fit our services into your next steps for peace. And again, I want to thank my guest today, Mrs. Brenda Cobb, and the Living Foods Institute. And again, to find out more about Brenda and the Institute, go to livingfoodsinstitute.com, or you can call 1-800-844-9876. Now, as always, I encourage you to please go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.